welcome back, everyone, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. We're going to be talking here about another subject you need to know having to do with the rights of people. The rights of those people I'm talking about is in regards to 9/11 truth movement. And what is going on? September 11th, it's been 6 years, and they have said now in New York that they have come to some kind of settlement or agreement with some of the families or the victims in regards to what happened in New York. But the victims are beyond New York. There's victims in this story that go for quite a distance here, not only New York, but worldwide. And the stories that have been depicted have been, you know, in the press, and they have been outpressed, not really covered the way that they should, because it was more than a situation of terrorists coming from somewhere where outside, but there were terrorists from within. I've done a lot on this and a lot of broadcast material on the issue of 9/11. I brought in the top experts in the country, the expert witnesses, their scientists, forensic evidence specialists with the military, with the people that work in the aviation department, everybody that were expert witnesses to talk about all of the equations and things that would have related to the buildings 1, 2, and 7 falling. It was my birthday, 127, interesting. But another thing very odd is that the whole war of Iraq came about out of September 11th. And the issue is still, we're still hearing about terrorism and terrorists and things, and it's not been any really resolved, and we have all these so-called safeguards and policing and everything else, but it seems that these people, or whoever they are, can come through all of these safety valves that are here. And there's stories that are going on that we haven't really heard in the press. There were in Ottawa, in Canada, there was a huge meeting on the 9/11 truth issue, and there was a conference in Asia and various other places talking about the things that led to the war in Iraq and the issue of 9/11. But we need to hear on the other equation what happened at these meetings. Now, we have a special guest here. He's with the 9/11 Truth Organization out of Ottawa, Canada. His name is David, and he's going to come on and discuss this with a dear friend of mine, Alfred Weber, JD. He's a part of ISIS, Collaboration for Outer Space, and he's been just recently in Wisconsin with a 9/11 conference, and we're going to talk about that. I'm going to bring David here. David, are you online now?
Yes, ma'am, I am. This is actually Dave DeGay from the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Society.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
It's okay. No, we held that conference that, that Dr. Weber was at, and he did a fine job.
Yes, and we're going to talk with you in a few minutes, and we're going to break, and we'll be right back. You need to hear this. What is going on that's not being reported? We'll be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org. And I'm going to bring on my co-host, by the way, John Alastasis. John, are you there?
Hey, Deanne, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Well, I'm running late.
It's been an interesting night, and I'll tell you that in the next hour. But we have David here with Vancouver 9/11, correct? David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And we have Dr. Alfred Weber, my friend and colleague out there. Are you there, Alfred?
Yes, I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you very much for coming on, Alfred. Really glad that you're here, and we're going to be talking about the conferences that have gone on. I'm going to start out with David. David, you organize these conferences, and I wanted to get information from you of what happened and how you came about putting these conferences together.
Sure. We had wanted to do a conference in Vancouver since last year, about August, when we had Barry's Wicker in. We've managed to fill a church for him of about 800 people, and he did a fantastic job, but we wanted to do more. And it was really through the hard work of our entire group that we were able to pull it off. Gentleman Wayne Cronte did the bulk of the organizational work with my friend Drew Noftel, and I was fortunate enough to be a director and spokesperson for the group while we were able to to do the conference. And then Dr. Weber was there. He did a fantastic job as well, served on our panel of experts at the very end of the conference. And I thank him for his participation. It was really an eye-opening experience for me because I got to meet so many of my heroes, like Dr. Stephen Jones and Webster Tarpley, and deal with their very human issues. And, you know, I got to realize that everybody that I admire so much in this movement is just a person like myself, and we're all in this together. So we really have to come together and start spreading 9/11 truth if we ever want to get anywhere in society, because everything that we have that's wrong with us is based on the 9/11 lie. These wars that have no end are the keystone of that is 9/11. And with 9/11 truth, that is the only way that we're going to be able to push forward into something that actually means something in society now. It's a Straussian myth.
And what did you see come out of that, David, when you when the conference ended? I just wanted your opinion of in Canada, how are the people responding? What is their gist of what is going on here in the United States? What do they feel?
Well, there's two frames of mind on the issue. There's the politician frame of mind that I've encountered, and I've never been called a liar or a loony, or I've never been told that I've misrepresented the facts. I would actually prefer that. What I get from politicians is stony silence. Everybody knows that 9/11 was an inside job, but no one wants to do a damn thing about it. No one wants to talk about it for fear of being blackballed. It's basically treason, and it's misprison of treason to not talk about it when you know full well what's going on. We have a war right now in Afghanistan, and Stephen Harper, our prime minister, has said on the record that the only reason that we are there, or the number one reason anyway, is 9/11. Fair enough. But let's look at it. Let's be real patriots and not just imitate the meaning of the word by putting a bumper sticker on the back of our card and actually look at the reason behind this war and evaluate whether or not 9/11 was a lie. And if it is, then we have to adjust our policy. Now, on the citizenry front, I'm happy to say on some level that every time we do a street action like we did on the 11th of this month and every other month, it seems to be getting better. And recently we were involved in the biggest parade in the city. It was a pride parade for gay and lesbian people in Vancouver. It was the biggest parade in the city. We had 300,000 people that were able to see our group together and spread their message. And we got spontaneous applause. We got people that were watching us walk by that started chanting 9/11 was an inside job. We got one or two people that gave us negative feedback, but really we were able to talk to them too and give them information. So it was an astoundingly successful enterprise, and every time we do this, I'm ever more optimistic that the principles of democracy are going to work, and you know the basically satyagraha, the overriding principle of the 9/11 truth movement, is going to bring us to victory because the truth stands on its own merit, and people are not that dumb. People are not as dumb as our rulers think we are. So we're going to move past it.
Well, the thing is, that, again, you know, I've been seeing and hearing the more that they have organizations like yours and more people that are meeting and doing these campaigns and seminars and lectures and conferences, more people are getting aware and more people are being more conscious here in the United States, not unconscious, but conscious, the fact that there is something totally wrong with the things that we have been basically told to believe. And at this point, I'm going to go over to Alfred. Alfred, it's a pleasure, and I thank you very much for coming at this late hour on the broadcast along with David. And I just want to ask you, you've done the conference, and what did you feel from your aspect when you came on board there?
Yeah, Dan. Well, I just came back from the Madison 9/11 conference,
mm-hmm.
and I'm on my way to the New York 9/11 conference that'll be on September 8th to 9th, 2001, with a vigil down at Ground Zero on September 11th. to September 11th, 2007. To get to the bottom line here, I felt that the Madison Conference, which was organized by Professor James Fetzer, had some tremendous breakthroughs, tremendous conceptual breakthroughs. And what came through there were two things. Number one, I think it was very well established, and the proceedings are on the Internet, and people can go and listen to them. Number one, that there were no planes involved at all in 9/11, anywhere, in the Pentagon, in World Trade Center, in Pennsylvania, anywhere. Number two, that 80% of the mass of the World Trade Center towers were converted to nanoparticles by a molecular disassociation weapon. And this was very well proved in a four-hour presentation by Dr. Judy Wood. And I think it was the first time that Dr. Wood was given a world platform there in Madison to present her material. And it was just excellent. So I think that we've finally gotten there, in my humble opinion, the essential mystery of 9/11 has been solved at the conceptual level. And now it's a matter of going forward. And what happened at the Vancouver conference that was excellent is we were able to announce there the International Citizens 9/11 War Crimes Tribunal. And now we'll be able in New York to go to the heart of where it happened in Ground Zero and bring that truth to the middle of where it's at. 2 hours on Friday, yesterday, after we spoke by phone to the organizers, the New York Police Department suddenly called a, quote, dirty bomb alert in New York. So you can imagine why they would have called that. It's because there, the time of their hoodwinking the public is just about to end. However, I want to say this. Most of the attention now and in our talk at the Madison, Wisconsin, that we have taught is at what the next 9/11 might be, because we just had a major article published this week in one of the leading African-American newspapers in the United States, the San Francisco Bayview, on the coming of martial law. And there has been put into place a legal matrix in the United States and Canada and Mexico that will bring martial law and the relocation, incarceration, and depopulation of the population of North America and the illegal expropriation of their property. And what's going to trigger that is a next-scale false flag operation. So at some point in the hour, I would like to talk about this, not only what happened in 9/11, but what has been set up to happen and why we have to work to deconstruct any coming false flag operation.
Well, one of the things that I know you're very aware of are these executive orders that are being issued out of the White House, you know, in regards to the confiscation of property from Lebanese and various other people. And I've been keeping total track of all these things. The last one that came out was August the 2nd. And these things are more or less setting up the annihilation of the public through the possibility of creating martial law on, you know, various levels. And I think that's some of the area you're going to cover, correct, Alfred?
Yes. Very much so.
We're going to break, and we'll be back, and we're here with Dr. Alfred Weber, and we're with David with 9/11 Truth, and we're here also with John Alastasis, my co-host. We'll be right back. Callers 800-313-9443. Call in.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, we're back. And we're here with my co-host, John Alastasis, and we're talking with some of the organizers of some of the things that you need to know about with the 9/11 movement, 9/11 truth movement. We have David Duguay from the 9/11truth.org organization in Canada. We have Dr. Alfred Weber here. And Alfred, you, the Wisconsin seminar that you went to, Lorraine Murray was there too, and Major Doug Rocky, correct?
Yes, yes. Major Doug Rocky was there, and Lorraine Murray were there. Doug, Lorraine, and myself, we all. We were the keynote speakers on Saturday evening, and we presented a package of how 9/11 related to the larger neocon or permanent war economy agenda.
And what did Major Doug Rocky and Lorraine feel about what was being said in regards to no planes in regards to the 9/11 issue?
I think that everybody there, you know, both Lorraine and Doug, along with the others that were there, because the main presentations on the no planes were given by Ace Baker and Morgan Reynolds, who co-presented with Dr. Judy Wood on her issues on the molecular disassociation weapon. And both Dr. Rocky and Loren Murray agreed that what had been presented at the conference, in other words, the molecular disassociation weapon and the no planes hypothesis, seemed to make the most sense. If you look at Ace Baker's presentation, which you can find at www.acebaker.com, it's a highly professional and technical presentation, and you can have an introduction to it in an online movie that's called September Clues, which you can Google, or you can get at an internet site called BrassCheckTV.com. This is what was also presented, is that there's a new advanced form of warfare. In fact, there's a special office that engages in this advanced form of warfare. This is a warfare that mixes fact and fiction. It creates war almost as a cartoon or a story. And 9/11 was a proof of concept to the world that this new form of warfare existed, and it demonstrated to the military, other military powers of the world, that the United States had this new exotic weapon. But not only that, but a new form of warfare that wove it all into this movie known as 9/11, which several of the directors of the Vancouver 9/11 organization came to visit the other day, and one of them pointed out that it was about the length of a movie. And this is a very, very advanced form of warfare. And in that one and a half to 2 hour movie, on the morning of September 11, 2001, essentially the perpetrators took over the world in this one use of an advanced exotic weapon with the use of media, pre-edited media, and strategically placed editors and others in the media would lie on their behalf on the air. And we now know that there are lists. There's one reported list of 42 NSA and CIA operatives that occupy high executive positions within the U.S. media and who manage what we know as news and who manage the content of the media. So it's by using these combined resources in a very well-executed storyline that the quote event of 9/11, which is a mixture of fact and fiction, was perpetrated on the world as a virtual event that took over the world with shock and awe.
Now, the thing I want to ask you, Alfred, too. Now, I wanted to, I know you know about Montauk, New York, and the project that they've had underground there. And I was wondering if Dr. Brown felt that this weapon that was used could have come from there, from their underground facility. We'll be back. We're going to break. And we also have a caller, and we'll talk more about this, about 9/11, when we come back on the Dan Burley Show, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're lost, little girl. You're lost, little girl. You're lost, tell me who are you? Think that you know what to do.
Hi, we're back. Late Night with Deanne, and we're here with Alfred Weber and also Dave from 911truth.org in Canada, and also John Alastasis. Alfred, before the break, I asked you a question about Dr. Brown's research, and I just was curious if anyone ever looked towards the experimentations and the work that they were doing in all those underground facilities within New York, the Montauk area of New York, that is, and to find out whether or not there was any involvement there with what happened.
Well, yes. From our research, and I have been working with a whistleblower from a top-secret CIA, U.S. Army intelligence project. There was quantum technology used in the planning of the 9/11 events. And we have an eyewitness to Donald H. Rumsfeld's planning of the 9/11 event, starting as early as 1971, quantum technology, exotic quantum technology, mm-hmm. in the planning of that event. And that's why it has been so difficult to solve the 9/11 event, because it uses the most advanced weaponry imaginable that people have no conception of, and that is off the scale for the conventional paradigm. Even the weapon used on the Twin Towers is that of molecular disassociation. So 80% of the mass of the Twin Towers was converted into nanoparticles before anything happened. And then that is why you can't even talk about a controlled, quote, controlled demolition, because it's a molecular disassociation. It's in a completely other paradigm, because you're using quantum technology, quantum weapons. And in 1971, Donald H. Rumsfeld was using quantum access technology in the planning of September 11th.
Jeez. Wow.
Hello.
Wow, this is just
And we have eyewitnesses, and now this individual has come forward. And after we made the announcement of the Citizens War Crimes Tribunal, precisely at the Vancouver 9/11 conference that Dave and his colleagues were so generous and kind to put on, and had the courage to do so, and as the result of that, a number of key witnesses have come forward, including this one witness that places Donald H. Rumsfeld, eyewitness, at the planning of 9/11 going back to 1971. And that's why it's has been such a difficult case to solve.
But again, have you heard of anyone mention anything in Montauk, New York, in any of these conversations with the quantum level? Because they were doing quantum physics there, and I think also in Brookhaven as well.
Yeah. No, this was not in that area. This was in the New Mexico area.
New Mexico, okay.
Yes, down in that area, in which the planning of the September 11th event began as early as 1971.
Wow. I have a caller. I have Ira. Ira is New Jersey. Ira, are you there?
How you doing, Dan?
Hey, how are you doing?
Not too
bad.
You
have a question for Alfred?
Yeah, I have a question for Alfred. Mr. Weber, can you hear me?
Yes.
Here's my question.
If you could speak up.
I'm familiar with the no plane theory. I don't buy it. There were too many besides the media. I'll accept the media is controlled. The media is run by essentially by CIA and NSA, all up and down where those people think they need to be to maintain control. And it was an inside job. But I'm suspicious about the no-plane theory, because there were so many witnesses on the street to planes as the planes approached. Not that they were the planes. I don't believe they were the planes from...
Can I jump in for a moment, please?
What?
I just want to mention as well that the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Society, which is the website is www.v911truth.org.
Yeah.
We actually don't specifically endorse any of these theories. I'm at the disadvantage of not having seen the Madison conference, so I haven't seen what new information has been put out by Judy Wood or any of the proponents of the no plane theory. But I would be very, very cautious about saying that we know for without a shadow of a doubt that it was anything.
Something hit those towers to create damage where they were hit. The North Tower on the 92nd floor, the South Tower on the 78th floor, and there were fireballs immediately at those locations. Now, something hit those towers. Now, what I'm afraid of, tomorrow night on the History Channel, there's going to be a 9/11 hit piece, a debunk. It's being narrated by James Meigs, the editor of Popular Mechanics. And if anybody in the everybody in 9/11 Truth knows how Popular Mechanics has tried to debunk 9/11 Truth, and unfortunately, a few people like I think Alex Jones, Webster Tarpley, Stephen Jones, Kevin Ryan, were somehow suckered in to getting on here, and they're. And one of the things they're going to bring up as being said by some in 9/11 Truth, that there were no planes. Now, you'd have a hard time convincing a lot of people in 9/11 Truth that there were no planes, simply because of the eyewitnesses in some Truth videos, eyewitnesses who saw planes go in. Now, you have James Birnbach, or Mark Birnbach of Fox News, right at the time, explained that the plane that hit the South Tower had no windows, it looked like a military plane or a cargo plane, was not a commercial airliner. But I want to know on what basis, you don't have to go every detail, maybe I'll check this guy's website out.
I'm looking here at Ace Baker's abstract, first of all, his abstract is so lengthy. That if I just started to read his abstract, it would take up the rest of the hour.
Well, let me ask
but
you
I'll just
whoever.
Read the first sentence. The WNYW Chopper 5 video of UA Flight 175 crashing into the World Trade Center, which aired live on 911, must be a video composite. The moving plane image must have been recorded separately from the image of the Twin Towers. Essentially, to cut to the chase here,
yeah.
It appears as though two cruise missiles went into the Twin Towers,
yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, all of the eyewitnesses think that they saw a plane.
What did they say?
They heard and they saw the fireball from the cruise missiles.
Yeah, but there was...
let me finish.
Go ahead.
Everyone who's saying that they're seeing a plane going in is either a corrupt member of the media reading a script, like the person you just mentioned, Fox News,
yeah.
Or thinks that they saw a plane, but in fact they saw a fireball.
Yeah, but there were witnesses on the street.
People not associated
with the media who saw planes.
From the media, but if you go into a highly sophisticated, it's taken now 6 years to put together this deconstruction of the video fakery, but it is video fakery aided and abetted. Now, not only that, it's wrapped inside an advanced form of warfare, which is based upon the integrated use of fact and fiction, of a deception format in order to create this fictional virtual event in the eyes of a target population. In this case, the target population was New Yorkers, United Statesers, North Americans, and the world.
Well, let me ask you, Mr. Weber.
And they succeeded.
When you talk about fact and fiction, people aren't going to relate to that. People aren't going to understand it. Let me ask, what's the name of this guy?
I don't know, I'm just reporting to you. I'm reporting to you what came out of a day and a half conference,
right,
with scientific presentations.
Okay, what's his name?
And with James Fetzer, he and I go back to the 1960s. We were both involved in the Kennedy assassination,
right,
movement, and now in the 9/11 movement.
Okay, what's
number
this
of the
guy's
same
name?
Principles were
Mr. Ever,
involved there.
What's
and
this
so
guy's
rather
name?
Than taking your current pictures and bringing them forward, I tried to get Dr. Judy Wood to present at the Vancouver 9/11 conference, and the director of the Vancouver 9/11 conference turned me down cold. I thought that was extremely non-scientific. What Dr. James Fetzer, who has written more than 26 books and is a genuine scientist, did was that he allowed advanced scholars such as Dr. Judy Wood, who is probably the most qualified scientist in this field to date, and he allowed Ace Baker and Morgan Reynolds to present their material 6 hours straight, where you got the whole gestalt.
Okay, listen.
Incidentally,
Ace Baker.
Judy
I heard of
Wood,
Morgan Reynolds, but I never heard of Ace Baker. Where's Ace Baker been? I've heard
what?
Of Morgan Reynolds for a couple years. Where's Ace Baker?
I'm sorry?
Been? I've heard of Morgan Reynolds for years, but where? I've never heard of Ace Baker. Who's Ace Baker?
Ace Baker is a recognized is a recognized researcher on the issue of there were no planes.
Really? I never heard of him.
That's your problem. That's not our problem. I would just like to say that
this is going to create a big
Judy
disruption
would,
in 9/11.
Hello?
Okay, but the thing is, again, I'm going to kind of interrupt this right now.
Yeah.
The thing is now, I'm going to get some information on Ace Baker so people will know who he is. And there is a www.acebaker.com, I think, website. That might not be him. I'm trying to see. That's not the correct one.
Yeah, it says, please be patient as I update my bio. Ace Baker is he has a background as a musician, and for the been doing 9/11 research full time. 9/11 truth research full time.
The other question I would have,
and I'm looking.
Oh yeah, if you do go to that, that's the right site. It's www.acebaker.com, and then there's a video.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
If I could just jump in and explain why we said no to Judy Wood, just really quickly before I go here.
Okay.
The reason that we said no is because we've looked at Judy Wood's material, and it doesn't hold up at all. It's a joke. I mean, she goes off about why, how the wall of the bathtub is enough to explain why there is a space beam involved, but she doesn't do any energy calculations at all. And for those listening, if you want to get a good picture of why Judy Wood is not a credible speaker on the subject of 9/11, I highly recommend you listen to the interview between Judy Wood and Dr. Greg Jenkins, who is a real physicist, and they go over some of the problems with her hypothesis. Now, I have no problem with people posing a different hypothesis, but once you have evidence that does not fit the model, you have to move on. That is the scientific method. And this is mudslinging. This is absolute garbage, and now I refuse to be painted with this.
It is not mudslinging. I mean, Judy Wood is head and shoulders. She was a full professor at Clemson. She got fired at Clemson for her work on 9/11. Her assistant was assassinated with two gunshot wounds to the head just as he was doing research that would discredit Stephen Jones' work. I mean, you have no idea what you're talking about, Dave. You have no concept whatsoever. In our work at the Institute for Cooperation in Space, we have been aware that for the last 50 years, there have been molecular disassociation weapons known as psychotronic weapons. And that is commonly known in our field. That's what space weapons are. This is the first large-scale application of space weapons. Molecular disassociation weapons were probably applied at the Alfred P. Murrah Building in Oklahoma City. You know,
this subject is just too important.
I personally found the way that Wayne Pranty turned down our suggestion, which was there are researchers in the UK who are working with Dr. Judy Wood, who asked me as a speaker to come to Wayne Pranty and the directors and say, why isn't Dr. Judy Wood allowed to present in Vancouver? And I came there as on behalf of a world community trying to present her work there. And I was turned down in a way that I couldn't believe. And then when I started posting material, I just posted September Clues, I was called by Wayne Pranty and asked not to post that.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5099. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. It's Late Night with Deanne on RBN. Hey, folks, if you want to get in touch with me, just call me. It's 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782, after 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you call me during the week, 630-8 812-0171, 630-812-0171, and you can write to me at 450 Rogers Street, 2E, Suite 2E, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. And we're here with Alfred Weber, David from the 9/11 Vancouver Truth had to go, and we're still with Ira and John Alastasis. Now, I want to clear up something here, and we have a caller, another caller that called in. Number one, and I'm just going to put this out there for everyone to work on, okay? Number one, if you looked at the situation with the plane that hit the second tower, all calculations, all the feasibility studies, all information that was put out there was wrong. There was something wrong with it because, again, I don't know any plane that can drop from the high altitudes at 500 some miles an hour without locking up, drop down, and then make a weird curve at 500 some miles an hour, go through a building, whereas in the original pictures showed the plane go all the way through the building where the nose cone came out and went back. In the original pictures, it showed that. And I have those. Other people I know have those. What happened to the support beam in the middle of the building? Now, how does a solid object go through something in the middle of the building and stay intact and come out through the other side and make a weird noise back up and then explode? Now, if you go to my blogger and you go into integritynews.webpaint.com, there's a video there that goes through a very scientific equation of how this is done. And there's a model there of how a plane would have flew through the building. And it makes no logical sense. So when somebody says something about quantum physics and the technology, it is there. Now, was it used? I don't know. I have to look at that equation. But from what I saw, the things that I'm looking at, it shows and denotes that it could have been a cruise missile that went through the building. People on the ground level could have seen anything. I was in New York. I was in the World Trade Center. I was there 1 month before that happened. I was on all sides of those buildings. Why? Because I had gotten lost. And I looked up and I was in the sky and down and all over. And there's things that you would see and things you wouldn't see. And when something like that is massive is going on, you'll see things that you wouldn't even think you saw. But you would think that you saw it. Because, again, you're doing things visually in an excited moment, a moment of sheer terror. So, again, a lot of things that we equate that we see may not be what we see. And the only way that we can look at that is to look at all levels of possibilities. And that's what these scientists are doing. Now, when we come back, I'm going to bring a caller up, and I have a call for Alfred, and we'll be right back.
With recent